John, Fermanagh, three games into the new season, three wins, obviously three games into the Rory Gallagher reign. I'm sure everybody in Fermanagh reasonably happy.
Yeah, it's going. I suppose it's hard not to be happy with three good wins in a row. Like, I suppose I would have spoke with Rory prior to, I suppose, back in November time, and he would have said that maybe in contrast to the way we'd approached the McKenna Cup with Donegal is, he did plan to go to fairly hard in terms of, he didn't have many lads that were college ties. You know, he's losing as well as James McMahon, he's losing Kevin O'Donnell, he's losing Conor Murphy, maybe one or two others. Not a whole pile more than that. So he probably looks at this as a good opportunity to get to know this team. Like, you know, I tell you, and it'll probably be a team that won't be a million miles off championship kind of. You know, starters. You know, about 13 of them lads would have been fellas who'd have been in or around the starting 15 back on the Pete McGrary and Furness, like.
Yeah, and obviously there's going to be, he's going to use this as a real training ground, preparation ground for the league, because for Man in Division 3 this year.
Yeah, it's a tough one. I suppose the other thing is the league is going to be on top of you pretty quick. I suppose no more than Mickey Hart there. He's got a very strong team out there and. For Tyrone, he's probably, I suppose both them two managers are probably looking at this and probably not thinking that they have the luxury of, you know, blooding players, which you might once upon a time have had, well, like last year. You know, the first game is, it's going to be 28th of January. I think they're playing Wexford, and it seems to me that he's very, very firmly focused on that game and making sure that he can come through, hit the ground running in terms of that league. Mm. I think the games are going to come very, very quick. You've got basically 2 months to make your impression, like, and you know, learning on the fly isn't going to really be an option for him. He's going to have to go into that league knowing exactly what he's about, like.
Because for Manatee people, would they expect to get out of the league? Would that be the general feeling that, you know, that should be a goal, that should be an aim?
Well, I suppose there would have been a bit of a, you know, people who might have had a, you know, had open feelings about that. They might have thought if he didn't get out of it, wouldn't have been a disaster, like, you know, but. Now, I suppose he's maybe made a rod for his own back in that he's hit the ground running in such a good way, in that he's won three games in the fly. I suppose the game against Tyrone will tell a story as well. But once you've got the three wins under you, two of them against Division 1 opposition, albeit they're not going at full power, but there will be the expectation, I suppose, that they'll certainly be expected to beat Wexford the first day out. And you know yourself that, like, after the first win, then the momentum starts to build and the expectation starts to build. And, you know, Division 3, they were in it a couple of years back in the 2 years in Division 2 there. Division 3 is a very difficult division to get out of. It's a real dog match. It's a different type of football. If they get a win against Wexford, they'll probably have a good chance of getting out of Division 3. If things get sticky against Wexford, it could be iffy enough, you know.
Mm. Tyrone, as you said, are really strong and obviously hell-bent on winning that seventh title, feeling in Fermanagh.
Interesting enough one. They played them last year, played Tyrone twice in recent years. Right? The first one in recent times would have been in the end of, it would have been last game of Division 2. They needed a draw or a win to stay up. Now that game, Fermanagh were by far the better team, miles better than Tyrone. Tyrone were just not themselves at all. It was in Brewster Park, and Fermanagh got the draw and they made damn hard work of it, made very hard work of it. The next time they played them was last year, McKenna Cup semi-final. Again, they had the beating of them. They were very close to them. Owen Donnelly got sent off on a stupid black card, and they lost that game again. They just have a bit of an issue with Tyrone, like, you know. Mm-hmm. In terms of, I do think, and part of me does think it's pretty much a psychological problem to have with Tyrone. Like, they're near neighbours there, and Tyrone is Tyrone. Like, if they win that game on Sunday against Tyrone, it'll tell you a lot about where Fermanagh are at. Like, yeah. It'll say something about psychologically where the music is at. Now, nobody's gonna cry a whole load of tears if they lose. Like,
yeah. And tell me, do you expect much the same team as featured on Wednesday night against Donegal?
Probably, I'd say there would be one or two switches. Yeah, I'd say there would be one or two switches. But not a whole lot more than that there. I think he played his strongest teams against the Division 1 opposition. I think the game against Queens, where they rode their luck a bit to get the win, was probably the ones where he was maybe giving a few lads their chance. He put a good strong team out against Monaghan. He put a good strong team out against Donegal. So he'll probably do the same again against Tyrone. One or two lads might get a shout, maybe Conor McGee or Lark McStravick might get in there as a wild card, or something like a Shimmy Quigley might get another crack at it. But I'd imagine it won't be tremendously different from what you saw in McCool Park there on Wednesday night.